Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Radio, and we're really happy that you joined us today as we continue to talk about our food article for the month of January. Yesterday, we started off by exploring around the world breakfast foods, and today we continue to learn more about how food can not only make us happy, but healthy. But before I get started, and before we get started, I would love to introduce my fellow hosts, some of which came back from yesterday, and we have some new voices as well. So to my right, I have...
Hey, it's Pauline again. Glad I could be back.
Thanks for coming back. And also with us today, we have...
Well, I've come back for this article, and my name is Lois. I'm glad to return.
Good to have you, Lois. And to my left, I have...
This is Josh, and I'm very glad to be back again talking about my favorite subject, which is food.
Well, Josh and Pauline, I know you were here with us yesterday. Is there anything from yesterday that you would like to refresh or recap?
Oh, man. There were so many good things from yesterday. I think it's just to re-emphasize the encouragement to go out and try new foods, especially for breakfast when you're traveling or in your own city. See if you can go find some ethnic restaurants that have a different take on breakfast than what you know of, and maybe you'll find a new favorite.
Nice. Okay, and Josh?
Well, I've been super fortunate that I've been able to travel a lot and try different foods in different areas, but I have not tried kaya jam. So now I want to go to Singapore and have breakfast.
It's very good.
I think I might have some in my refrigerator. Ooh. So, we can work on that.
Perfect.
Okay, well, yesterday we went from Singapore to Mexico City to all over the world learning about different breakfast foods. And they were great, but a lot of them were also... what I would consider heavy breakfasts. They weren't light on the stomach. You know, we had things like bacon, fried foods, whether it be fried eggs or fried mushrooms. So they're what we call heavy foods. And these are great, you know, when you're doing something or having a special occasion. Like Pauline, you mentioned your family has a tradition of having breakfast on your birthday, right?
Right.
Together. And that's great for special occasions. But perhaps it's not something we want to eat every day because it's not good for our heart and not good for our health. So there is something in our health that we need to be very careful about. Not only do we need to worry about our blood pressure, but there's also something called cholesterol. And I think this has come to the forefront for people to be concerned about. And I would say the last perhaps 20 years, and we know that it can be hereditary, which means it can be passed down through our family, that we need to be careful about that. So it is always good to know how to keep a low cholesterol or how to lower your cholesterol. And today we're going to be talking about that with our food, foods that lower cholesterol naturally. Now, before we started today's show, we talked about that word naturally, and I know we were saying that as opposed to taking medication for it. And Lois, you were talking about a certain kind of medication people mm-hmm. take for lowering their cholesterol.
That's right.
What is that?
Yes, it's called statins, and it basically some people have to take that maybe starting maybe over the age of 45, and it in many ways to me it keeps the blood flowing. Mm-hmm. And what happens in our arteries is we can get, they call it plaque. I know we think of plaque for our teeth,
right?
But this is plaque that can get in your arteries, and what can happen is it can, you know, basically stop the blood flow or slow it down or whatever, and you can end up with serious health problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so this stops the plaque from accumulating. And that's why people take it. But they really want you to do it with your diet, but some people can't, especially the people that high cholesterol is truly hereditary.
But of course, even for those who have a hereditary extra risk towards high cholesterol, it doesn't hurt for them to be also considering diet and
exactly.
and doing that in conjunction with medicine. Some of us can hope that maybe we won't have to take any medicine and can just do it with the diet, but either way, with or without medicine, having a healthy diet and approaching it with that is always going to be a good thing.
Right, and that is exactly what we're looking at today, how to do it naturally. So if you're joining us, join us in our magazine on page 11 or on your electronic device, page 11 in the first column, but we're looking from line 8 on page 11 for our first reading for today.
Foods that lower cholesterol naturally. If your idea of eating well is to opt for the buttered popcorn instead of the extra buttered popcorn, consider adding these healthy choices to your diet. 1. Oats. Switching up your breakfast to contain 2 servings of oats can lower LDL, bad cholesterol, by 5.3% in only 6 weeks. The key to this cholesterol buster is beta-glucan, a substance in oats that absorbs LDL. 2. Salmon and fatty fish. Omega-3 fats have been shown to ward off heart disease, dementia, and many other diseases. Now these fatty acids can add yet another health benefit to their repertoire, lowering cholesterol. According to research from Loma Linda University, replacing saturated fats with omega-3s can raise good cholesterol as much as 4%. 3. Tea. Tea is a great defense against high LDL cholesterol levels. According to research conducted with the USDA, black tea has been shown to reduce blood lipids by up to 10% in only 3 weeks. 4. Beans. Researchers found that adding a half cup of beans to soup lowers total cholesterol, including LDL, by up to 8%. The key to this heart-healthy food is its abundance of fiber, which has been shown to slow the rate and amount of absorption of cholesterol in certain foods.
Well, if you're just joining us, we are looking at foods that lower cholesterol naturally. And for many people, when they think about making a healthier diet, they think about what I can do perhaps to reduce my fats and reduce my sugars. So they look at options on the packaging of their food to say low fat or low sugar. And we see that in this first paragraph here, it says, if your idea of eating well is to opt for the buttered popcorn instead of the extra buttered popcorn, consider adding these healthy choices to your diet. What do we mean, Pauline, when we say opt?
To choose, to make the decision towards that option, opt for that. And I think you have a really good point. A lot of times when we think about diet, whether that's for health purposes or for losing weight, we just think about what we're taking out of our diet, not what we're adding in. And we really do need to have a balanced approach there. We can't just stop eating, so we need to think about what are the good kinds of foods that can help us.
Right, and we also, we're not really covering that here today, but, you know, we need to be careful of the packaging in our food and, you know, what's contained in our food chemically. Here we're going back to natural food, right? Food that doesn't contain extra chemicals or preservatives. So these are healthy choices. And the first one are oats. Now, who are a fan of oats?
I like oats.
You like oats?
Yeah, I like oats. I've like them forever. One of my favorite things is some type of oat muffin, and you can make them healthy as well. You don't have to have them loaded with some type of oil or sugar.
Good.
I also love oats, but I unfortunately love oats with lots of butter or lots of cream and sometimes lots of sugar. So I had to choose to find ways in order to be able to enjoy oatmeal without adding a lot of the other stuff that's not quite so healthy for you.
And what did you do, Josh?
I added coconut milk.
Because
coconut milk is fatty, but it's a better fat for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right, and I sweeten mine if I'm having oatmeal with pure Canadian maple syrup, not the kind on the shelves that has all this corn syrup on it. You get the good stuff, and instead of putting white sugar or brown sugar on your oatmeal, I put either a teaspoon or a tablespoon of pure maple syrup.
Check the packaging again.
I made a mistake just a while ago, and my son was visiting, and he goes, Mom, this isn't the pure stuff. So you got to make sure you get the pure stuff.
Right. Well, in here, we start the paragraph by saying, switching up your breakfast to contain 2 servings of oats can lower your LDL cholesterol. What do we mean when we switch up something?
We're just changing it. And we can also say changing it up. So right. Those are just phrases that we use to mean we're changing the routine.
Okay, good. And LDL is actually in our specialized terms because it is an abbreviation for low-density lipoprotein. And this is what cholesterol is made up of and how they measure your level of cholesterol. So we have LDL, low-density lipoproteins, and high-density lipoproteins. So just you can use that as your reference. We see LDL is the bad cholesterol. That's why we've put that in brackets there for you because it's a scientific word and it may be difficult to understand, but you understand that that is a bad cholesterol, and oats help lower it by 5.3% in only 6 weeks. So that is great results that come back from eating oats. They say the key to it is that this cholesterol buster is beta-glucan. And beta-glucan is a substance in the oats that absorbs the bad cholesterol. Yay for that. Now we have a hyphen here. We see we have buster, something buster, cholesterol buster. What do we mean with this suffix, Lois?
Well, it's an interesting word because a lot of our readers and listeners who are younger are going to instantly think Ghostbuster. I know they are. cholesterol buster is we tackle it. We just destroy it, basically. If it's a cholesterol destroyer.
Like the ghost.
Exactly.
They're ghost destroyers.
And you know, Amanda, what's interesting about this, if our readers get on the internet, there's actually little diagrams and little videos and everything showing them eating the bad cholesterol and what you eat to have that happen. So your oats are showing that it's eating like the really bad stuff in LDL. It's very cool.
It's good. All right. So you want to add oats to your diet. What do we learn is the second food, Josh, that we should consider?
Well, salmon and fatty fish, which is interesting because you wouldn't think you'd want to add fatty things to your diet in order to reduce your cholesterol.
So why would it be fatty fish? Well, fatty fish contain omega-3 fats, and they are the good fats that your body needs to keep things functioning in your body, okay? So that's why omega-3 fats are important, and you should never take them out of your diet, and they have been shown to ward off many different diseases, including heart disease and dementia. First of all, what does ward off mean, Pauline?
You could substitute the word stop. It stops heart diseases. It prevents. Those would be a couple ways of thinking of the word ward off.
Good. Okay. And what is dementia, Lois?
Well, actually, it's something my mother suffers with, Amanda, so I'm glad you brought this up. It is basically a shrinking of the brain, or your brain actually becomes, they tell us in Canada, like Swiss cheese. And eventually it's a type of Alzheimer's. It's all under, most people refer to it once it gets really bad as Alzheimer's. And you start to lose your memory and you start to lose a lot of your functions as well.
Right, okay. Well, we see that omega-3 can help ward off these things, so that is great. The fatty acid can add yet another health benefit to their repertoire. When we say repertoire, we mean to their collection. And here it means they can also lower cholesterol. And this is according to research from Loma Linda University, which is situated in California, close to San Bernardino. They have learned that replacing saturated fats, which are considered bad fats, with omega-3 fats, which are considered good fats, they can raise good cholesterol as much as 4%. So that is a good number.
we've seen there. But there is something else, and I'm sure being in Asia, you've learned all about this, Pauline. What is number three?
I'm sure everyone's going to be really happy to hear this. It's tea. They say tea is a great defense also against this bad cholesterol, the LDL. In particular, they say that black tea was shown to reduce blood lipids. Mm-hmm. And this is probably the biggest number we've seen so far. It says by 10% in only 3 weeks. So that's really impressive.
Right. We've seen oats do 6 weeks. We see omega-3s take a bit of time as well. And tea is only in 3 weeks. It'll help reduce it.
And you know what? I'm a black tea fanatic. So when I read this, I really like teas from India and Sri Lanka. So I was like, wow, this is great. I'm always wanting my tea. So...
And this is research that was done by the United States Department of Agriculture. It says that it reduces blood lipids. What is a blood lipid, Josh?
Well, a lipid is a material or a substance that's similar to like a fat or an oil or a wax. And basically it means it can't dissolve it in water. You have to dissolve it in another solvent like alcohol.
Right, and these are the things that, you know, attach to your artery walls and cause that plaque that you were mentioning before, Lois, and therefore blocking or clogging your arteries. So if it can reduce those lipids in your blood, then this is great. And I'd love to see, we don't talk about it, but it would be great to see what the other teas do, like green tea, oolong tea, all these kinds of teas as well, what they do to reduce your cholesterol as well. But we go on to number four, Lois. What is number four?
Well, Amanda, number four is beans. And researchers have told us that they found that adding a half cup of beans to soup lowers total cholesterol, including LDL, by up to 8%. So in many parts of the world, beans are served as a main course or maybe prior to your main course in a soup, or as you folks learned in the breakfast food article, it's also served at breakfast. Here in lots of parts of Asia, we think of red beans, but we think of them for dessert. But in most of the world, it's a savory item.
I was very happy to see this because yesterday, as we were talking about the breakfast foods, all the breakfasts that I love were not very healthy breakfasts. But as I mentioned, my favorite breakfast from Costa Rica was the gallo pinto, and that is a rice and bean combination that we ate all the time. So now I'm very happy to know that one of my favorite breakfasts is also a very healthy one.
It's reducing your cholesterol?
That's reducing my cholesterol, exactly.
And we see that it is heart healthy as well, Pauline. It says the key to this heart healthy food is what?
It says an abundance, so a lot, of fiber, which apparently has been shown to slow the rate and amount of absorption of the cholesterol. So helps us in a few different ways.
So we could see here, even in just these four items, we can make a good meal and reduce your cholesterol as you're eating and drinking them. But there are three more that we haven't talked about yet. So let's go on to our next reading and find out what they are.
Five, chocolate. This powerful antioxidant helps build HDL, good cholesterol levels. Remember to choose the dark or bittersweet kind. Compared to milk chocolate, it has more than three times as many antioxidants, which prevent blood platelets from sticking together and may even keep arteries unclogged. Six, garlic. Aside from adding zing to almost any dish, garlic makes the list of foods that lower cholesterol. Research finds that it helps stop artery clogging plaque at its earliest stage by keeping cholesterol particles from sticking to artery walls. Try for 2 to 4 fresh cloves a day. 7. Spinach. This popular green food contains lots of lutein, the sunshine yellow pigment found in dark green leafy vegetables and egg yolks. Research suggests that just a half cup of a lutein-rich food daily also guards against heart attacks by helping artery walls shrug off cholesterol invaders that cause clogging.
Well, if you're just joining us for today, we're talking about fabulous food. We've gone from food from around the world or breakfast from around the world to what foods lower your cholesterol naturally. And up to now, we've talked about four different foods that do that, whether it's oats, fish, tea, or beans. And these are four considered staple parts of a meal, but we're going to learn about a few more. But before we do that...
Well, I was going to say this next one is the one I'm cheering about. Lois was cheering about the tea. I am cheering about this one, chocolate. Not necessarily a staple of your normal meals, but I'm really happy that I have an excuse to indulge in chocolate a little more.
But you wish it was a staple?
You know, it might be a staple of my life.
Well, we learn it's a powerful antioxidant because it helps build HDL cholesterol, the good cholesterol levels. But what do we learn that we need to... Well, there's a certain kind that we need to be able to achieve that, right, Pauline? What kind? Should I eat milk chocolate?
They say milk chocolate isn't going to give you the benefits, really, that we're talking about here. Thankfully, I really love dark chocolate, so I'm in luck. That's the kind that they suggest, dark chocolate or the bittersweet kind.
Right, and that really just means that it's higher in the cocoa and also no sugar, right?
Or lower in sugar. It probably still has some sugar, but much lower sugar, and probably has fewer other additives as well.
Ah, okay.
And if you're hardcore, like my family has become on this dark chocolate trail, we do the 85% now. And above, we can do that. I just want to remind our readers from another article we had in 2016, remember to try your best to look for fair trade chocolate.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. That's a really good call.
Good. Okay, good. Now, it says compared to milk chocolate, which we have just done, it has more than three times as many antioxidants. And what else does it do, Josh?
Well, antioxidants, they help prevent blood platelets from sticking together and may even keep arteries unclogged. So platelets are the part of the blood that when you have a cut and you start bleeding, they're the things that bind together in order to stop your blood flow. But you don't want that to happen inside of your veins and arteries. So it's important to reduce that.
Good. So we see that it keeps our arteries flowing with blood rather than clogging them up. Well, we learn about another food in number six, Pauline. What do we learn in number six?
Well, number six is garlic. Actually, this is another ingredient in that gallo pinto that both Josh and I like for breakfast. So I'm feeling a need to find a way to make some gallo pinto here soon since it has beans and garlic. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about garlic, Josh?
I would love to. I love cooking. I love cooking with garlic. And like the article says, garlic adds zing to almost any dish. So in this case, zing or zest is like a little extra punch, a little extra spice, a little extra taste, a little extra zing. And I love it for that, but also because apparently it helps reduce your cholesterol.
Right. And what does it specifically do, Lois?
Well, it says research finds that it helps stop artery clogging, plaque, which we talked about before, at its earlier stage by keeping cholesterol particles from sticking to artery walls. And you know, I'm a real garlic fan too. In fact, my husband has a little bit of a name for me. He calls me Eau de Garlic. That means I really like garlic. So when I looked at try for 2 to 4 fresh cloves a day, I was going, well, you really are going to have eau de garlic. An odor of garlic, in other words, if you have 2 to 4 fresh cloves a day. Another thing about garlic, they're really recommending to buy organic and check the country you're purchasing it from.
Right. Okay, good. Well, we want that plaque to go down. We don't even want it to exist in our artery. So we've already learned about several different ways that can do that. And now we turn to our vegetables. Spinach. Number seven is spinach. Now, why is this particular vegetable important to reducing our cholesterol, Pauline?
This was new to me. I'd never heard of this before, this lutein, which they describe as a sunshine yellow pigment
That apparently is found in leafy greens such as spinach and also in egg yolks. And Lois was telling us about this, how important it is. It apparently guards against heart attacks. And Lois, do you want to share with us what else it can help with?
Right. If you speak to your eye specialist, they'll probably recommend that you have vegetables that provide you with lutein. Another good one is your yellow and orange peppers. Ooh. So instead of having green and red peppers, have the yellow and orange ones. Unfortunately, because I have macular degeneration in my left eye, I have to have this supplement, but I try to also eat foods that are rich in lutein because you want to really care for your eyes. And a lot of people should have an extensive eye checkup when they hit about 45 years old.
Okay.
Now, I was also super happy to hear about this because eggs happen to also be one of my favorite breakfasts. And it turns out that there are aspects of eggs that can also be healthy for you. Although I do know that many doctors say that you shouldn't have eggs all the time.
Right.
And I was thinking when Lois was talking about how this can be an aid for your eye health as well as being for heart health, cholesterol, that it does what we say in English, it kills two birds with one stone, which is kind of a funny phrase in English, but it means it succeeds at two things at once. Or we also say you get double your money for this.
Or a double whammy.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, so we see that all these seven foods are very helpful, no matter whether it's your eyes or whether it's your cholesterol health. All of these foods are healthy foods or drinks. So we really encourage you to incorporate them into your diet, especially to balance out if you go around the world eating these breakfasts that we talked about yesterday. So keep that cholesterol low, and these are some of the ways you can do it naturally. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'd really encourage you to also check out the QR code at the top of page 10 for more information from what we're doing here at Advanced, or send us your feedback about what you eat to keep your cholesterol low. Thanks to my host for joining me today and just adding to the show and contributing a lot about how you can lower your cholesterol as well. Well, that's it for today. We have to say goodbye from here. So this is Amanda,
Pauline,
Lois,
and Josh
saying goodbye.